Hey there, Rumi. You got a minute? Yeah, I've got some really good news. Well, so I finally booked that audition I was telling you about. Yeah, right? It's the first real opportunity I've had since I moved here. Oh, well, it's just some cheesy soap opera, but hey, it gives me something to show off, right? Yeah. Look, hey, listen, would you mind helping me practice? My lines, that is. Yeah, it would be really helpful if I had someone to read with, you know? Someone to play off of, so I'm not just, shouting into the void. Of course, I could always use your feedback, too. It'll be easy, I promise. You don't have many lines, really. You will? Do you have time right now? Oh my God, thank you, thank you. You have no idea how much this means to me. I really owe you big time. In fact, dinner's on me. Well, if I get the part. Okay, so here's the scene. I'm playing this hot young intern, right? Right out of college. And oh, come on, I can pull it off. I still look like a college girl, don't I? Dick. So I'm at this Fortune 500 company and I'm looking to move up in the world, but it's real tough, you know? All of my colleagues are like sharks or something. I can't trust a single one. And my boss is a real piece of shit, you know, the kind. Like, he treats his female employees like property. And that's who you'll be playing. Try not to look so upset, you fucking creep. Maybe I should be a casting director. You're a perfect fit for this weirdo. Anyway, my character sees this as an as an opportunity, so I threaten to tell his wife about his little fling with a secretary, only I end up seducing him instead. I know, really a little cliche, but yeah, and it's not exactly a feminist masterpiece or any kind of masterpiece, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. So the scene we're going to be reading is me confronting him for the first time. Here's the script. Just sit on the couch there and pretend you're at a desk or something, if you can manage that. Okay, now act powerful. Okay. Thank you again for meeting me, sir. Wait. Let me try that again. Thank you for meeting me, sir. I know you're a busy man, so I won't take up too much of your time. It's about my internship. You see, I haven't gotten the chance to tell you how much this has meant to me. I've only been here a few months, and the experience I've had has been enlightening, to say the least. I don't think I was prepared for how cutthroat this business is. You've got to have the stomach for this, don't you? I can see that now. You've got to be ready to fight, right? Hey, say your line, idiot. Thank you, sir. With your recommendation, I'm sure I won't have any trouble finding work. That's actually what I was hoping to speak to you about. I think you should hire me. Line! I know you said you weren't looking for any more full-time employees, but just hear me out. You've seen me around the office, and you've seen my dedication. I work long hours, sir, more than anyone's ever asked of me. And if I'm being honest, this place would be half as efficient without me. I stay late, working through mountains of paperwork, just making sure that come tomorrow morning, everything is running smoothly. Sometimes I get so into it, I even forget to go home. Sir, I know you appreciate hard workers, especially the ones who stick around. Long after most people have left, actually. I know this because your secretary, Miss Laurent, or is it Mrs. Laurent, is like that as well. Yes, I've seen her around the office, too. She's quite dedicated. She'd be remiss if she ever left you unattended. Yeah? Fortunately for you, it's not her job I'm after. And tell me, does your wife ever ask you why you're working so late? Blackmail is one word for it, yes, but I'd prefer to call it business as usual. I told you, sir, I know what it takes to survive around here. I'm afraid it is that simple, actually. You have something I want, and, I have something you don't. I won't cry like those other girls. I can handle it. I can handle you. Well, how was it? Good? That's it? That's all you've got to say? Were you even paying attention? Okay, I see. You just hadn't seen that side of me before. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about the kiss. Well, I'll have you know, I am an actor. Your performance? Well, besides you missing a few of your lines, I'd say you performed admirably. Yeah, that's all you're getting. You're not exactly monologuing here, are you? You just have to sit there and be pretty. I don't think I liked it in my performance. I was too, I don't know, naive? This girl is supposed to be devious, right? Like, you don't blackmail your boss unless you've got some serious balls. If you're just an intern going up against the CEO, you need to be fucking scary. Oh, you don't believe I can be scary? Remember that night we got drunk after the bitch cheated you? Well, we spent hours coming up with ways to get back at her, and I had some seriously fucked up ideas. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's coming back to you now, isn't it? look at the look on your face. That night, it was like I told you where I hid the body. You know, I'm not even sure how I came up with half of that stuff, but I must have been particularly inspired. And you didn't think I had it in me. All right, I want to try it again. No, the scene. We're going to work on... We've got to work in the morning, dude. I can't get fucking wasted tonight. Yes, come on. This won't take long. I'll take it from the hard worker part. The first half is much more or less the same anyways. And I know you enjoy acting all high and mighty. I knew it. Okay, take two. Sir, I know you appreciate hard workers, especially ones who stick around long after most people have left. I know this because your secretary, Miss Laurent, or is it Mrs. Laurent, is like, well, she's like that as well, isn't she? Yes, I've seen her around the office too. She's quite dedicated. She'd be remiss if she ever left you unattended. Yeah. Fortunately for you, it's not her job I'm after. Tell me, does your wife ever ask you why you're working so late? Blackmail is one word for it, yes, but I'd prefer to call it business as usual. I told you, sir, I know what it takes to survive around here. I'm afraid it is that simple, actually. You have something I want, and I have something you don't. And we kiss, and then that's it. I won't cry like those other girls. I can handle it. I can handle you. You loved it? Are you kidding me? That was awful. Oh, God. No. It was all wrong. Come on, seriously. Stop clapping, you ass. That didn't feel like the truth of the character. Oh, shut up. You know what I mean. No, I'm not pretentious. I'm just a professional. Not that you would know anything about that. Oh, please, we work at a diner. Professional there just means smiling at customers and not telling them to fuck off. She should be angrier or more disgusted or something. I don't know, it's like completely fucked up. Being stuck in this shitty job with no friends, no one to help her. Now she's resorted to this? No, my character, not me. Yeah, very funny. You know so much. Besides, I've got you. I know if I ever need help, you've got my back. I mean, you're here, aren't you? Seriously, though, thank you for this, by the way. It really does mean a lot to me. I know my acting dreams are kind of ridiculous, and no, really, I know how much of a long shot it is, and most everyone in this town is a failed actor. I just need to have something good in my life, something to look forward to each day, you know? Because if I'm stuck working at that fucking diner until I'm 50, well, okay, I think I got it. A last take, I promise. Then you can go back, you know, to your video games or whatever you were doing. Thank you from the top. Yes, from the top. Thank you again for visiting with me, sir. I know you're a busy man, so I won't take up too much of your time. It's about my internship. So I haven't gotten the chance to tell you how much this actually means to me. I've only been here a few months, but the experience I've had has been enlightening, to say the least. I don't think I was prepared for how cutthroat this business is, you know? You've got to have a stomach for it. I can see that now. It's just, you've got to be ready to fight, you know? Thank you. Well, with your recommendation, I'm sure I won't have much trouble finding work. That's actually what I was hoping to speak to you about. I think you should hire me. I know you said you weren't looking for anyone, but just hear me out. Okay, so you've seen me around the office. You've seen my dedication. I work long hours, sir, more than anyone's ever asked of me. And if I'm being honest, this place would be half as efficient without me. I mean, I stay late working through mountains of paperwork, and just to make sure that come tomorrow morning, everything is running smoothly. Sometimes I get so into it, I even forget to go home. Okay, sir, I know you appreciate hard workers, especially the ones who stick around long after most people have left. So I know this because your secretary, Miss Laurent, or is it Mrs. Laurent? Is that what it is? Okay, yeah. So I've seen her around the office too. She's quite dedicated. She'd be remiss if she ever left you unattended. Yeah, unfortunately for you, it's not her job I'm after. Does your wife ever ask you why you're working so late? Blackmail is one word for it, I guess, but I prefer to just call it business as usual. I told you, sir, I know what it takes to survive around here. I'm afraid it is that simple. You have something that I want. And I have something you... family. Whoa. Okay. I won't cry. Not like other girls. I can handle it. I can handle you. Sit me on the couch. Oh! Oh! You keep going down, just like. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Do that so long. Yeah. Yes, sir. Is this how you treat all your female employees, sir? Or am I special? And does Mrs. Laurent know how good you are at eating pussy? Or is she just another cheap fuck toy? You. Something to keep you to suck your dick or bend over the desk when you feel like it. No one in this fucking office could humble you like I have. No one has the fucking balls. You're gonna miss me when my internship is over, sir, I can tell. That could always change, though. I could stick around. And all you have to do is take me on full time, sir. You know I'm a hard worker. Dedicated. We can fuck on every single desk in this place. Yeah, with yours. Starting with your desk, lay me down now. I need you inside me, sir. Yeah. Fuck. No, there's that man I've heard. What about? Oh, the one they warn me about. Oh, yeah. The one that sees a pretty girl in a skirt and just can't fucking help himself. Does this make you feel powerful to fuck your employees like this? Oh, it makes me feel powerful watching you break your vows. All for me. You drop character. Oh, fuck me. What, was that too much? Oh. The whole fucking your employees thing was hot, but the cheating? Well, aren't you the gentleman? Fine. No more acting. Just the real thing now. The real me, yeah. Come here. You have no fucking clue how long I've waited for this. For you to finally pick up all those fucking hints. God, you can be so tense sometimes that I just can't help but laugh. Yeah, but that's what I love about you. Did I just say love? Shit, I guess your dick is better than I thought. I must not be thinking straight. I can't remember. When's the last time I got fucked like this? So fuck! Oh, we forgot to use a condom. Got so wrapped up in our parts, I guess we forgot to wrap our parts. Oh god, that was a really terrible joke. Shut the fuck up. Fuck me harder, sir. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna come, okay? But you... Don't you come inside me. Fuck, I'm not that ready to be with you. Just keep going. Don't stop. Oh, God. Oh. I'll let you finish whatever you want after. Just... try to hold it together while I the wardrobe is handled. I think I'm ready for makeup. Oh, I think I know what you mean. I need to look good before I go on camera. Yeah, take it off. Come on my face, baby. Yeah. Maybe you jerk that off for me. Yeah. So. Okay. Fuck my mouth now. Yeah. Fucking come. I'm ready. Oh, God. There's so much. Holy shit. Oh, that hit the spot. Oh, quick, hand me your phone. You heard me, give it. Thank you. I need to take a picture. So you'll never forget just how happy I am with your cum on my face. Yeah. You're seeing quite a few new sides of me tonight. I needed a new headshot anyway.